I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a special request.
That's right. We got a request for a pre-intermediate lesson about informing clients that you are a replacement.
Okay, so this happens a lot, right? You are very used to dealing with a person. Mm-hmm. You know, they are your person, your go-to person. Mm-hmm. And then one day that person is gone.
Yeah. And if you're new at a job, you have to tell all your clients that, hey, I'm the new guy.
I'm the new guy.
You can trust me though.
Okay, so today we don't actually have a new guy. Mm-hmm. We have a new girl.
That's right.
So basically today's lesson is a letter from that girl to a client.
Right. Let's take a listen.
All right.
Dear Mr. Wilson, I'm Joyce Lee. I'd like to introduce myself as the new manager of your account. I'll be taking over Peter Foster's role, since he is no longer with the company. He recently moved into a position at another company, and we genuinely wish him the best. I have worked in account management for the past 10 years. I am delighted to be working with you, and I intend to maintain the same practice and workflow that you are used to. As a new replacement, I will be working closely with other managers and clients in the coming weeks to get up to speed. I look forward to helping you in any way I can, and would be happy to meet with you if you have any concerns about the change. Best regards, Joyce Lee.
Okay, so we just listened to a letter written by Joyce to her client, her new client, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson!
Right, so Mr. Wilson has been a customer for this company for a while, but Joyce is new to the company.
Okay, and so she says, I'd like to introduce myself as the new manager of your account.
Right, so right away we have this word, like, account. When I see account, I think bank account.
Bank account, or maybe like WeChat account.
Right, but this is a little different.
Yeah, it's kind of more like an arrangement.
Yeah, it's an arrangement with a customer.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do business with the company.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she, Joyce, is the new manager. There was a previous manager, but she's the new one. She's managing this customer, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. In fact, what we learn in the next sentence is that she's taking over Peter Foster's role.
Right. So that was the previous guy.
That's the old dude.
Peter Foster. And she's taking over. She's replacing, as we saw in the title, replacement.
Right.
Yeah, it's to replace, to take a new job from somebody else.
Sure, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of times, I'm thinking like, I had some teachers when I was younger and they became pregnant.
Oh,
So then other teachers would take over the class.
Right, because they had to leave, yeah. So whenever you leave a job, somebody takes over your role. And this is what she's doing in Peter Foster's role.
Right, so role is just basically job.
Yeah, job. If you've seen movies, the actors have roles. It's kind of their part, their task.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah, because a job, you probably have many roles.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because Peter Foster is no longer with the company.
Okay.
So no longer. He's a short guy?
he is very short. No, it just means he's not here anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. He's gone. But in this letter, you know, I'm sure Mr. Wilson really liked Peter Foster. They probably had a good relationship. So it's important for Joyce to tell Mr. Wilson about what happened to Peter.
Okay, so he recently moved into another position, which is kind of like job again.
Yeah, role and position are kind of the same thing. Position is like your rank, kind of. It has this feeling that it's what you do, but also your level.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we often talk about entry-level positions.
Right.
Like that's, you're right at the bottom. Yeah. You're washing dishes.
Yeah, it's not a management position.
Right, exactly, exactly. Now, of course, Peter Foster is gone, and we don't know if Joyce ever met Peter Foster. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. Right. Maybe, yes. maybe they're best friends.
They could be. But it's important to tell Mr. Wilson that we genuinely wish him the best.
Okay. So genuinely, this mm-hmm. is one of, I like to put this into Adam's top adverbs.
Oh, yes.
If I could.
Yes.
Because I really do say this word a lot. Mm-hmm. I genuinely say this word a lot.
Yeah, I can feel the genuineness coming from Adam right now.
So genuine just means real.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I'm looking at my shoes, mm-hmm. Genuine leather.
Yeah, genuine leather. Yeah, genuine Italian food.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But when we use genuinely yeah. as an adverb, it's always just, you know, I really, 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 I could say, like, I genuinely believe mm-hmm. that open language is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like honestly in that way, but we use it to emphasize that my feelings are true.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what else could we feel? Well, we could feel like we appreciate something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I genuinely appreciate all of your help.
Yeah, yeah. That's a perfect example of that. So after wishing Peter Foster the best, she now needs to talk about, you know, her experience.
Yeah, who is she?
Yeah, she wants Mr. Wilson to trust her.
Right.
Right. So she's worked in account management for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So she has some experience. Mr. Wilson can trust her.
Yeah. And more importantly, she is delighted to be working with him.
Right. Delighted. So you maybe have seen delight. This is kind of like happiness. Very, very strong happiness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So if I say I'm delighted to be, you know, doing something, I'm delighted to be recording with you today.
Yeah. I'm happy to be doing that. And we'll actually see happy to a little bit later.
Okay. And actually, we're going to put those into the grammar section, aren't we?
Yes, we are. If you're interested in learning about expressions to show that you're eager, or you're excited, you're happy to do something, check out the grammar section.
Okay. And one other thing that she wants to do, or she intends to do, same thing, is to maintain the same practice and workflow.
Right. So these are some great vocabulary words for you. Maintain.
Maintain is a fancy word for keep.
Keep, yeah, continue. It like kind of the same condition, the same way.
Right.
Right. You can maintain your health.
Sure. Your body.
Yeah. You can maintain your friendships.
Yeah, you hope so, right? You hope so.
Hopefully.
I remember when I was young, it was very difficult for me to maintain eye contact
with
beautiful girls.
Oh, that's hard for me too. I thought it was just me.
Yeah, still hard.
Still hard, yeah.
And then the only other thing I think about is in your building, like building maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Is the noun.
Yeah, the noun, maintaining, so keeping all of the, you know, the toilets flushing.
And the elevator works.
Elevator working. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, the next word here, practice.
So be careful here, guys, because this does not mean practice like practice piano.
Practice basketball.
Or practice English basketball. English and basketball at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
It just kind of means more like what you do.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And here, it is a noun as well. Maintain a practice. It's kind of like, what you do, like you said, your activity, what you do regularly.
The
way you do something.
And what about workflow?
Yeah, workflow. You can see right there, work. And the other word, flow, like a river.
Like a river.
Flow like a river. So it's kind of like the sequence or order that you do your work.
Okay.
Kind of how it's organized.
Yeah, like the workflow at Open Language, you know, like we're all very used to it now. Mm-hmm. Jenny has an idea. Maybe Connor has an idea.
Right, yeah.
The idea gets sent out to the Open Language factory.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just kind of flows from beginning to end.
Step
and
one,
you
step
guys,
two,
the ear, your ear is the end of the workflow.
And there's lots of like smartphone apps that can improve your workflow, keep you more organized.
And that's the thing, like different people, like, we don't want it to stick with workflow for too long, but you know, sometimes there can be employees that really don't go with the flow.
Ooh,
right?
They don't go with the flow.
Interrupt the flow.
Yeah, that's a good one. So she just has some final things she wants to say to Mr. Wilson. As a new replacement, she's going to be working a lot in the coming weeks.
Okay, so we see replacement in the title of the lesson. Mm-hmm. We've talked about taking over and replacing someone. Mm-hmm. But I mean, sometimes replacement can be a little bit negative.
Yeah, the replacement. That's why she has to be positive in this mail.
Because maybe old Peter Foster was, maybe he was too old.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like maybe he was fired.
Oh, that's possible too. Yeah.
So she is the replacement.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So she's like promising Mr. Wilson she's going to be working closely.
Mm.
Yeah, closely, like a lot.
Mm.
Yeah. She's not physically close, but, you know, talking to a lot of the other managers,
right,
and clients.
Okay. So Connor's mentioned the word customer a few times in this. Now, usually when we're talking about like business accounts, we're talking about clients.
Right.
So I'll give you a chance to save yourself here. What is the difference between customer and client?
Right. So a customer, if you think of a customer, it's just somebody like at Starbucks or McDonald's. Yeah. But a client is like someone in a more professional atmosphere with a company like this. And they have like a contract.
And an account, as we talked about before, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like when I go into Starbucks, I am not a client.
Right.
I don't buy anything. I mean, maybe if like I bought a lot of beans from Starbucks and, you know, I pay them once a month for all those beans, then maybe I'm a client.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little bit different in that case here. Mm. So what she wants to do is she wants to get up to speed.
Okay, this is a great little phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an awesome one because you can use this in so many different ways.
Mm.
Like, for example, when you don't know something, like when you missed a meeting at work, someone needs to give you the latest information about the meeting.
If you're not up to speed, you're behind.
Yeah. Oh, you're behind. Yeah. So it just means giving someone the information that they need to know.
And if you're giving, you know, that person the information, you're bringing them up to speed.
Yes. Like I always hear on the news, they say like, oh, we'll bring you up to speed on the latest news.
On the news.
After the break.
Yeah. Coming up next.
Yeah. Right. So then Joyce one more time says she looks forward to helping.
So she didn't say expect here.
Right.
Notice
yes,
that, guys.
Yes. Yes.
However, she probably could have said, you know, like, I hope to help you.
Yeah.
And that pretty much would have been, well, very similar anyway.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so if your dictionary says expect when you search it, please don't use that word. Use this one. I look forward. I'm excited to do something.
Right. Now, she also could have said, I'm looking forward to helping.
Right.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it just depends. It's a little extra work because you have to, it's a little longer.
It's longer.
I'm looking forward to vacation.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Even though I just had vacation. All right. And she also says one more thing. I would be happy to.
Okay. So we heard before that I am delighted.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're hearing I would be happy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it has the same meaning. She's looking forward to. It makes her happy to do this. And these are all great expressions that you can put in your professional emails or even with your friends.
Right. Now, one thing I would suggest, and again, you guys can check this out in the grammar section. Would sounds very nice here.
It does.
It sounds very polite.
Mm-hmm.
I will be happy to help you.
Yeah. It sounds like you're expecting something.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little bit weird. So just, you know, I would be happy to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be delighted to help
you. Exactly. Yeah. It's more polite that way. And she's happy to help if Mr. Wilson has any concerns.
Okay, so concerns here could be questions.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to teach classes, I would always say, you know, any questions, comments, concerns.
Yeah.
I guess I say that on here sometimes.
Yeah, questions, comments, concerns, so, queries. Yeah,
queries. So, I mean, like, concerns basically means problems.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's something that makes you worry. It's also a noun or a verb, concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned. I have concerns. And it's not so much like a strong worry, but it is something that you're thinking about that you may be a little bit worried about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, Connor, I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about you.
Oh, well, then let's talk about that because I have no idea.
Well, we'll talk about it. While you guys listen to Joyce's letter, I'm going to talk to Connor about all of my concerns.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Wilson, I'm Joyce Lee. I'd like to introduce myself as the new manager of your account. I'll be taking over Peter Foster's role since he is no longer with the company. He recently moved into a position at another company, and we genuinely wish him the best. I have worked in account management for the past 10 years. I am delighted to be working with you, and I intend to maintain the same practice and workflow that you are used to. As a new replacement, I will be working closely with other managers and clients in the coming weeks to get up to speed. I look forward to helping you in any way I can, and would be happy to meet with you if you have any concerns about the change. Best regards, Joyce Lee.
Okay, so we just heard that letter one more time from Joyce to Mr. Wilson. And yeah, there's lots of really great vocabulary here, especially for showing that you are interested and you're excited to do something.
Yeah, like any kind of, you know, business related email. This one is really like, you know, you could almost take out the lines about I'm the new account manager.
Right.
And you could put in anything else. You know, things like I'll be taking over this responsibility and I would be happy to help.
I'd be happy to help. Always offer help.
Right, exactly.
Right, always offer that help. So we're wondering, have you ever been in this situation? Were you the client or were you the account manager? And how did you deal with that situation?
Yeah, and don't forget, guys, like we love all of your requests. And, you know, if it's a business email, I think a lot of our listeners get really, well, we could say they have concerns about their business emails.
Yeah.
So if there's something that you want to know, you know, whether or not it sounds good, just let us know in the comment. We can tell you.
Yeah, we'd love to see your comments, any questions you have, and also any other kinds of professional letters and email that you'd like to know about. We love getting you guys up to speed.
Oh, bam. Look at that little review there. Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility.